coming from?
Coming from, I went out. What's up?
Excuse me? I can smell out on you. Are you cheating on me again?
See, I can't. I don't know how long I can do this, honestly. Like, I don't know. I think I can't make you happy. It's almost like this. Like,
excuse
you're frustrating
me.
My life.
You cheating on me with that bald-headed
bitch
again?
That's crazy.
I can smell a perfume on you. This is disgusting.
This is crazy. I can't deal with. I don't know if I can do this again. Honestly, I can't make you happy. Maybe we should just go our separate ways. I don't understand.
Excuse me, is that a threat? What's that supposed to mean? So
did,
you're leaving
did you not
this
hear
marriage?
What I just said?
You're just gonna be a punk and just run off? This is your solution?
He told his parents he's divorcing me. How to save your marriage from divorce. Stay tuned.
All right, what's going on, guys? What's going on? We're back here. We're talking about, what is this again? He told his parents he's divorcing you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we're going to talk about how
to
save. Yeah. All right, cool. What's going on? We're back here. We're going to talk about this email, and it's a long email, something about some side chick, something about this dude talking to his parents. He's going to divorce her. But she's dealing with a lot of stuff. Dealing with a lot of stuff. To tell me about the insecurities that basically occupy a woman's head when they're basically heading in the direction of eventually shutting down. But they're still concerned about how the guy feels, protecting his feelings. What does that feel like?
Interesting.
Like the insecurities, it's a lot. That's like a bottled up insecurity.
Right.
Where a woman really wants to say something, but they keep doing.
What she's scared to say.
She's scared, or she's just protecting him, or
right. She's
telling herself like, you know, let me just be a good wife. We were watching the Will Smith, Jada Smith.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith video, right? The Red Talk Table, right? And she talked about, what does that feel like? Because I don't know what that feels like. I always say what I feel.
Well, usually that comes from, issues on underlining issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there've been a few, maybe infidelities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, sometimes it looks like it, but it's not it.
Right.
Or maybe the guy is hiding. The way, when your spouse changes, you kind of know.
Mm.
You can feel it, especially for women. Women can read that, they can read it from like 10 miles away. Because everything just changes.
So it could be like the guy is shut down.
The guy is shut down. The guy has someone he's talking to on the side.
Oh, he talks to his video games.
He talks to, Jesus. He's checked out.
He's
doing other things except hanging out with his wife. Especially if you already have that relationship before. And all of a sudden, you guys are not... bottom line, you guys are disconnected.
Because I wanted to be clear there that yes, infidelity is one of them, but it's just one of many things.
It's a disconnect.
And the underlying issue is the disconnection.
Yes.
And somebody checked out, they're becoming complacent.
Yes.
They're taking each other for granted because, time, they're seeing each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
The example we watch, somebody comes into the house, doesn't even go upstairs to
hello
to the wife. They just open the games and just play off. Or they go downstairs into the basement, into their man cave, and they're just doing their thing.
Yeah, those are signs of, checking out, and that affects women,
So that's those kind of things can bottle over and make a woman feel insecure in their relationship.
Especially if you're a woman that you've been trained a certain way to suppress, like, you know, people come from different cultures. Right. Some cultures, as a woman, you shouldn't be outspoken about your feelings.
Take it.
Just take it. You keep suppressing that, it's going to turn into something else. It's actually going to become a monster. Whereas you have another woman that is just expressing how she feels. At least she can vent how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better to speak out than to...
You know, this is one of the things that I have to take extra effort to think through.
Mm.
I know the answer. I know what is supposed to be done. But it's not natural to me.
No, it's not natural
to me. You know, it's not... Because my natural... Because I've soaked in the unconditional love... You go to a relationship to give things so much that, and I hear something like somebody shuts off, they don't feel like they should talk, and then I'm taken aback a little bit, like, wait,
that's what do you
not,
mean?
Yeah, that's not the part that you keep giving. Because the first rule, and then I will now go, the first rule to giving, and you go to a relationship to give, to remember to give to yourself. You know, I don't like the give and take because it comes with the entitlement, expectation thing. But the give, remember that you have to give to yourself as well. Don't forget yourself in that process.
Yes.
Because if you're feeling like this is a bondage, like you, because you have to love in a way that the other person feels free. Right. If you don't feel free, then something must be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
However, addressed in a loving way, but it needs to be addressed.
Right.
You know, if you're a man, we always said, if you're a man, don't get into the habit of we have to talk. That's not a very attractive or masculine. You're not in your masculine. If you're a typical masculine person, you're not in your masculine energy, and that's not a very attractive thing.
Right.
If you're a woman, it's okay to say, we gotta talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will get a masculine man to pay attention because he wants to be that man. You know,
some men will call it nagging because they don't want
not
to
if
hear
you
it.
Say we gotta talk. There's a difference between nagging and we gotta talk. Nagging is, I guess I'm gonna have to tell you to take out the garbage again today. That's nagging. Like when you're being sarcastic about it.
Well, you know, most people, I have to say, when they say we gotta talk, they don't know how to talk from a loving standpoint, like you just said.
Right.
They usually, when they come with the we gotta talk, they're already being dramatic with it.
Right, so it depends
you come
on your
aggressively
attitude. Right.
To say we gotta talk to someone, you already lost them because
because you could say we gotta talk over the phone, and it's how you carry yourself when you're saying that. That's my point I'm trying to make.
Yeah,
right,
how
now,
you
to agree with
it.
You.
Right.
Is yeah, it's not the content of we gotta talk. It's about your face, your demeanor, your body language when you say we gotta talk.
Right.
Like, babe, can we have a conversation?
Right.
You know, that's different from. We gotta talk.
Yeah, rather than being
we gotta talk
because
I'm pissed off right now.
Yeah,
and you know you know I don't do that. I don't take this guy.
You know. Oh, they be like, you know how I get. I don't know how to.
You know how
I
get.
I don't know how to be fake.
I
gotta
be
real. Like, okay, chill.
I gotta be real.
You're
that's
coming
true.
At me
wait,
sideways
wait, do it
right
again.
Now.
I think I'm doing it wrong. Do it again.
I don't know how to be fake. I gotta keep it real. You know how I be. You know this is me. Like, no.
If you say that,
you gotta
it's already
it
all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to remember you're talking to a human being who doesn't necessarily know 100% of the time, all the time, how to process or how to receive all that.
Right.
You know, and they may mean well, but they may now overreact, and then you have a chaos, basically.
Yeah.
All right, so we got an email here, and I'm just going to go through it. You know, I would rather you just read this, but since the laptop is in
pretty
front
long.
Of me.
Hmm.
Yeah, my husband says he doesn't have a side chick. But that's very hard to believe since he's a bouncer at 2 nightclubs.
So basically all bouncers have side chicks?
Yeah, that's basically what she's...
She just generalized.
Insinuating,
yeah,
right?
Insinuating.
Every bouncer have side chicks? Is that the truth?
I don't know. I don't know either.
And I'm not sure about his desk job during the week. A lot of bouncers have day jobs too, you know.
Of course.
We have had cultural differences due to his Chinese... And I'm Native American and Latina. Though we have always tried to understand each other's culture and made it work. You know, culture barrier is a big deal.
It's real.
It's real.
It's very real, yeah. In the sense that even us as Nigerians.
Yes. Like literally a few towns over.
We are Yoruba. We're from
the same tribe.
We're from the same tribe.
Different
states. But we're
states.
From different states. And that
creates.
People still generalize about those states.
Right.
Like people from this state mm-hmm. are not like this. People from this state are mm-hmm. like this. So we go through that. Mm-hmm. Not to talk of crossing across borders.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes. It gets really, really real.
You know, and a lot of that, I want to point out that a lot of that is stuff we inherit from our parents. It's not
absolutely
us necessarily.
From the old generation.
When the Bible tells you that, you know, some curses go from fourth generation to generation to fourth generation, I think beyond fourth generation.
Hmm.
And there are things like this because people inherit the tribalism, differences, culture,
right.
And they really bring that into their marriage,
right.
And many times in subconscious ways. It's not like they're necessarily aware or that they're doing this. It's just
natural
how they were raised,
yes.
and you need to be aware of that.
Yep.
He does have a partial role in this, as he told his parents, "He's divorcing me." You know, somebody have to run to the parents to say they're divorcing somebody. That's already a red flag.
Right.
"He's divorcing me, which does worry me, but has not always done what they have told him to do. He has never done anything like this before in the 14 years we've been together." 14 years.
Mm.
"He has moved out, but is home Monday through Thursday evenings after work and half days on Saturday to visit our daughter." So they have a daughter together. "But he also visits me. We have not stopped being intimate."
Mm.
So he comes over during the week and half day during the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, intimate.
Mm.
That happens a lot.
Mm.
You know, people that continue to be intimate, but they are going through troubles in their marriage.
Right.
But they still have intimacy, you know. "But he also visits me, yeah. So we are intimate 3 to 4 times a week."
That's a lot.
"If not every time he visits, we get along with no more fighting between us."
Mm.
Now I'm confused.
I am too. All
right. "And there are sometimes some things I am working on, things that I have to change for myself, but also the things that made him feel that he no longer loves me. He no longer loves you, but he's still smashing."
Mm.
For most men, that sounds like he wants his cake.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to eat it too.
And have it, yeah.
Yeah. But he's able to do that because you let him do that, basically. "I'm willing to forgive his infidelity." Did she say? Okay, yeah. Well.
Oh, she believes he has
She
a
believes
child,
infidelity. Has a child, so she doesn't even know that for a fact.
No, I don't think she does.
There's a lot of people going through this kind of craziness. They don't know for a fact, but they've believed it. And they're so sure.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes,
she might have not even confronted him. You know how people just
maybe
she
hasn't mentioned that.
Yeah,
she hasn't mentioned that. But you know, the woman instinct thing is real.
Mm.
You know, but women need to be careful about that. You can't say because women have instinct, intuition. "I saw it in my head that you're cheating, and that's it."
And that's it. "Oh, I had a dream. You were cheating in my dream."
Mm.
You're definitely cheating.
Right.
No, you can't do that.
It's only suffering that comes from that.
You have to at least confront the issue.
If that's bothering you, chances are you've seen reasons for you to be bothered.
Right.
Address the issue.
Mm-hmm.
But don't assume that it's happening because you have woman intuition.
Mm-mm.
And it must be true.
Mm.
It's only suffering that comes from this type of behavior. You know, you'll punish yourself and you'll punish your loved ones alongside, basically. "So I'm willing to forgive his infidelity that she doesn't know for a fact, and not to mention it again in the future. If I did, then how would our marriage grow? Now she's asking us.
Mm.
You're right. It's not going to grow.
Mm.
But I really believe strongly when people are still intimate, they may be going through the BS, but that's a very strong thing that can really hold them together for a long time, even for a lifetime. But it's still very toxic to be in argument all the time,
right?
To be going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and nagging each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun, you know. Mm-mm. That's not fun. And it's only a matter of time. Somebody's going to shut down all of that, you know.
Right.
Let's see. He has not filed for divorce and is letting me finish school. Okay. He claimed he was divorcing, but he hasn't filed for divorce.
So yeah, he's telling his parents, yet he's not.
He's telling his parents too. Mm-hmm. And chances are, if he's telling his parents, it's cultural differences. There's a chance that maybe this person, the parents never really
accepted the wife.
Accepted the wife.
Yeah.
I mean, from Asia to,
I mean, you know,
to Africa, to what is it?
She's Latina.
Native American Latina.
She's Latina.
Yeah, that can be a stretch for some parents.
Yeah.
You know, people from all walks of life can be very racist.
Mm.
And can be tribalistic, and like we just said, from one town, one state to the other,
right.
We actually experience that. Let's just face it.
Mm-hmm.
We experience that. That town, people that come from that town, mm-hmm. this is how they behave. This mm-hmm. And before we knew it, it became a real problem for us that actually manifested into a big problem.
And we're both black.
Black?
We're both. I'm coming from the same place, and so imagine if you're dealing with another race.
We're both bloody Africans.
Bloody Africans. That's funny. That's true.
Bloody Nigerian Africans.
Yep.
So
it's still an issue.
But this is a real issue. But it became, the more important thing we should point out here is that it became a real issue because we allowed it. At the end of the day, we all bring some kind of baggages to the table, you know, from right. our parents, from where we're from. But you still, as an adult, retain the ability, you retain the power.
You have to set boundaries. You have to protect your own.
To say, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to believe that. But it's even harder to get into that zone if you don't do self-development, you know.
Yes.
Because your natural self will kick in and they can plant, your parents, these are the people that gave birth to you. They will plant fear in your head
mm-hmm.
unknowingly with mm-hmm. love.
Yeah.
And fear is 100% destructive.
Very.
All right. So if I did the how, okay, so he has not far, but I want him back for good and just move on from this rough time in our marriage and get back to working together and growing as a couple. I do say I miss him so much and it's a bit scary being alone in our home with just my daughter and I. I get so confused when he says in your future and not ours
mm-hmm.
and do get discouraged at times. Always wondering if I'm doing the right thing or what I'm doing is wrong. Thank you for taking the time to respond. There's a few things towards the end there that I really need to address. You have anything on your mind you want to share?
Well, I feel like in their situation,
mm-hmm.
Some things have definitely changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if she focused on herself and is not so needy,
mm-hmm.
to, because right now he can see how
he can desperate, feel the, yeah, she's desperate
she wants him. If she can just take herself out of that and just focus on her own self first,
mm-hmm.
she has a higher chance of winning yes. him back, because
absolutely correct.
They still have intimacy going on. He yes. still comes around the
yes.
house.
He wants
he's
that.
Still, yeah, there's right. something
he's still,
missing.
He's still coming around. Yeah, yeah.
There's something missing, mm-hmm. and most likely it has to do with her more than
sounds
him.
Like I'm suspecting nagging. A lot of nagging. She's not saying that here.
Right.
But if somebody keeps coming back for the intimate part,
mm-hmm.
but then they really want to disappear and divorce and they're threatening you with that, it's usually the mouth. It's not good.
Mm.
You know, she's mouthing off a lot.
Mm.
And she said here, she hinted here that I'm willing to forgive his infidelity and not mention it again. Most women do that. But some women that, like I said, somebody admitting it, they take it to another level where they're always nagging about something that you've never really caught them red-handed,
mm-hmm.
but you're accusing him of
you're
that.
Accusing
a
him.
Lot of men get to a space where they say, if you're going to accuse me of that, I might as well just
do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
And we don't have a proof that he's doing that.
Right.
But yet, you're calling it
so
infidelity.
There are insecurities there. There yeah. are things that she herself is not comfortable with, mm-hmm. and she needs to work on herself. And
that's
I think
fear.
She can
that's aka fear too.
Yeah, I think she can mm-hmm. definitely win this guy back, but she
it's
has
so
to
easy.
Do a lot of work.
Yeah.
And after she you know, gets her own 100, she has to make sure she let him know this is what I want, without being scared that he's gonna leave her.
Yeah.
She has to be blunt
because
about
he can sense that right now that she's scared.
Yes.
That, because I mean, he's threatening you and it's working.
Right.
He's threatening you with divorce, but it's working. But he keeps coming back 3 to 4 times.
Right.
A week. There are many marriages in quote unquote good place that don't have one time a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's coming back 3 to 4 times a week. Chances are, there's something that you know you're doing wrong that keeps making him, you know, when you do it, then he threatens you again with that stuff. Now, with that being said, it's absolutely unfair and unhealthy to be threatening your spouse with divorce. In fact, what you fear the most
is going
to
happen.
You will attract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen. So now, the tactful, strategical thing we need to do, right, that she needs to do, before I get to that, she mentioned here that I do miss him so much, that sign of neediness like you said. And say there's nothing wrong with missing, but you know, it's just I could feel the energy, it'd be scary being alone. I get so confused when he says in your future and not ours. You have to be okay with that. Okay, because he's saying in your future and not ours. And that's really, really making you afraid.
You can
that
see
means your, that's a sign that your state of mind is all wrong. You don't feel like you're self-sustainable.
Yeah.
You don't feel like without this guy, you can actually live.
And he knows it.
And he knows it. And it's killing attraction. Slowly, he's still coming back 3 to 4 times a week. But
to smash.
It's only a matter of time. He may end up completely shutting down. He may end up talking himself to hanging out with somebody at work during a break, and then he will completely disappear. Chances are he's coming back 3 to 4 times a week because he hasn't found a replacement yet for all of that sexual energy. So I would definitely pay attention to your neediness,
right,
your lack of confidence. That can create your lack of confidence is what makes people nag. It's when you have fear that you nag and you yell at the top of your voice and you argue. It's a lack of confidence on both parts, either you're a man or woman. It's because you're not confident. That's why you're arguing. If I'm arguing with my wife about an issue, it's because I'm not confident that she's going to come to understand what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I'm trying to force her to understand that, and we get into an argument. It's a sign of fear at the end of the day. And do get discouraged at times. Yeah, so first of all, you don't have to worry about him saying your future and not ours. He can sense that that is making you afraid, and you keep behaving that way. Always wondering if I'm doing the right thing or wrong thing. That's a sign of fear. If you're in your own home, in your own marriage, and you're always wondering if I'm doing the right or wrong thing, first of all, I personally am not a big fan of rights and wrongs. I believe that belongs to courts. It's legal court, superior courts that should worry about that kind of stuff.
Right.
If I'm driving right or wrong, yes. When we talk about matters of the heart, right? Right and wrong is honestly, truly never the solution. You know, it's really listening to people and seeing where they're coming from.
Right.
Even if they come off wrong, based on your ideologies, your tribalistic ideologies,
right,
wherever you guys are coming from, you have, of course, the when you say right and wrong, that means there's a standard that you're measuring
that
by
measuring,
and the second person may not necessarily believe in your standard, or they may feel choked and smothered by your standards, and that kills attraction as
it
well
does.
Too so don't worry about right and wrong. Okay, you do what feels right to you.
Yeah.
And let everything fall where they may. Work on yourself. You need to work on your self-love. You need to work on, and you need to find your purpose. You need to work on your self-love. Obviously, you need to build a relationship with your own God. Never mind his God right now. Right? And you need to have those three things in place. And I would definitely watch the 7 Ultimate Guide. There's a video on this channel, the 7 Ultimate Guide to Save My Marriage. Just type in 7 Ultimate Guide to Save My Marriage, Lola and Ola, no space between Lola and Ola. Just search that on Google, it comes right up. You need to watch that video. So that's something I would say. There was something I was going to say that I forgot right now. But what do you think here, baby? Do you think we did justice already? It's fear, basically.
It is fear.
It's all fear. It's all lack of self-love.
Sounds like a lot of unspoken
self-esteem.
Yeah.
insecurities about somebody that's smashing 3 to 4 times. Like, that's not cool. So I was going to talk about strategy. The strategy is this: you need to take some time for yourself.
Right.
It could be 30 days. You could, if you're a Christian, you could do some fasting and prayer during that period of time. It's a time for you to really find yourself. Find what you were when you attracted this dude.
This guy, yes.
And you need to get back to that. It was something confidence about you. You had some kind of confidence that attracted him. And now that's lost because you find yourself arguing. You're arguing. You're bickering. You're talking about infidelities that you can't even prove.
Mm.
It's that reflects back on you and telling them you need some time to find yourself. Two things will happen. When you tell somebody you need some time to find yourself, you need to take at least 21 to 30 days to do that. Okay? Two things will happen. He will catch anxiety.
Yep.
He won't want to lose you.
Right.
Okay? He may start begging. He may be stubborn and not beg immediately. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter because this is not about him. Because if you start thinking it's about him, that's manipulation. We don't want to do that. If anything, we want to build you. You need to build yourself. Build your self-confidence back so that you can attract the kind of love that you deserve.
Right.
That's the whole point of this. As far as he's concerned, don't worry about him. It's anything outside of attraction would be basically manipulation, and that only works temporarily. All right?
That's right.
That's all we get. And make sure you find the book as well too. Mm-hmm. It's free. GetMyMarriageBack.com. It's absolutely free. Go download it. Read it 10 to 15 times. Okay? 10 to 15 times. You can't cheat on that. If you cheat on that, you'll be cheating on your purpose and everything will backfire. So 10 to 15 times, go read that book. And hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Click like, smash the like button, share button, comment your questions below in this. And yeah, give us thumbs up. You know, let's get the channel going. You're part of the community. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, okay? And we'll see you on the next one. And
peace.